Hi, I'm Grandpa and I'm going to tell you about my experiences on the goldfields and back in Ireland. So here is where my journey started. In Ireland, we ran a farm with servants working on it and we also lived on my son's wages. My son had a daughter named Esther. Everyone called her Esty though. Esty had a mum that lived with us as well. My son was a middleman and believed in standing up for the poor. This led him to his death. Esty was sent to the Burgess estate to work as a maid. This made up for the loss of her dad's money making. Then some bad news. We were going to get evicted and sent to America. But we had enough money to go to Australia and hopefully mine for some gold. The ride over to Australia was absolutely horrendous. Our ride was an old, stinking, run-down, overpopulated ship. They also called these ships coffin ships because it's like a large coffin with people dropping like flies on it. When we arrived in Australia, we had to buy our food, blankets and other essential items. On our way to the goldfields, we were confronted by bushrangers, but our good friend John Joe scared them off. Some more bad news came along. I, as a gold miner, had to fight in a war against the miners and the government soldiers because of the fee of the miner's license. I made it out okay, but was arrested and locked away for a couple of months. After all that bad news, some good news. My granddaughter's mum has made a restaurant called Bridges End, and there it is, my life story so far.